let's hear a bit of Fire Lucy and Fire Lucy's CD, Puppet, and we're going to play a red wine, not to be confused with red, red wine. Ah, that's an obvious one. Okay, here we go.
City Bush Care works with the local community to conserve and restore Wollongong's natural areas.
Each year, thousands of native species are planted by Bush Care volunteers.
Bush Care is a great way to make new friends whilst doing something different for your local environment.
For more information, call the Bush Care office on 4227 8113.
Vox FM, community service announcement.
The opinions expressed by presenters and their guests do not necessarily represent those held by the station.
You're on Vox FM, Australian Independent Music Show, and that was Fire Lucy and A Red Wine, taken from their new EP, Puppet, their debut EP, if I'm correct.
And you are correct indeed.
Yes. And we have Claire and we have
Joel
from the band, and Fire Lucy are going to be having an EP launch with Koranic, who we played earlier, and Delinquent, who like to be extra specially delinquent and spell their name a bit differently with a K and a W and all that kind of thing. Anywho, let's just start with the fact that you have an EP out, and how did that all get started?
We've been playing a lot of shows here over the last, 12 months, just locally. We got to the stage where our back catalogue was starting to build up, and we had some cash in the bank, and we just decided that it would be a good time to record something and just to get something down on tracks that we can start distributing. Luckily, the studio that we went to was having a bit of a deal on. We went to Rob Lovelace over at Short Studios in Warilla.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were, you know, he had a really good price, and so we decided that that was the time to sort of jump on that and get things rolling.
Cool. So you had the songs ready, and it was a matter of just going in there.
Well, yeah, you kind of just have to take it when opportunity strikes. When you've got the inspiration.
Okay, that's
prepared for it.
That's good. I like that kind of attitude. I think it's no point in just waiting around and waiting for the big deal to happen. You just got to go out there and grab what you
Absolutely.
Can while you can. So, yeah, I remember when you guys first came in, and it was, what, about a year or so ago or longer?
Oh, almost, yeah. April or something.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. So, yeah, time flies. And you've been doing a lot, you know, not only the EP, but you have a few shows as well, quite a few shows around the place.
About 11 or 12 now.
Yeah.
The last few.
We're really enjoying it. Yeah, we're playing with some really good acts. Like, we've been at yours and ours with, who was it?
It was.
we've been with Tin Sparrow recently.
Mornings, yep.
Yeah, there are lots of touring bands. Yours and ours have been really good to us. Also, The Patch have really helped us out by, just giving us a lot of shows. A lot of places like in Thrule and in Shell Harbour and stuff. So we're just trying to get as much experience under our belt.
Shell Harbour.
Yeah, I know. You wouldn't expect it to be a happening place, but it goes off. We played it down there on the weekend, actually. There's a cool little bar down there.
There used to be, I think it was the Ocean Beach Hotel or something like that
down there. Yeah.
Yeah, and they used to have bands down there. Even Ed Cooper played down there back in the early 90s, if my memory serves me well. I think it does. Yeah, Shell Harbour's not known for its venue, is this the start of something new and exciting? And
look, I hope so.
Seems to be.
A little cafe bar called Green Poppy has had us a couple of times, and it's a little bohemian sort of place, and
exactly,
and they always do a good night there, and it's sort of a smaller venue, more of a lounge sort of atmosphere, which suits what we do as well. So I hope that venues, and we get some more down there as well. So
yeah.
But even in a restaurant, in that kind of restaurant, we still have people kind of like dancing around and moving around. This is like supposed to be like a more calm kind of restaurant.
Yeah,
so it definitely got something going.
Yeah. Went well. So
it's good to see also a band. I mean, there's a few bands actually right now with women up front. So that's good. So there's you, there's Rocking Horse and the Baby Dolls, there's Beaten Bodies.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've been very blessed. We've got a very good leading lady. She's got a greatly trained voice, and you've got to just take advantage of that wherever you find it, really. We couldn't ask for a better lead singer. She just, every time we play, she just is stellar and just hits all the notes that we have wanted her to, and takes it very graciously as well. So I think the girls are doing it for themselves, and it's a good thing to see, absolutely. And I greatly respect all the other lady bands out there. They're doing very well for themselves.
Fair enough. No, it's good, definitely. Let's hear another track, shall we?
Oh, let's do it.
And this one is Feeling the Same Way. And talking with Fire Lucy, they're going to be playing at Dicey Riley's on Friday, and that's going to be with Koranic and a Delinquent with a K. Here we go, on Vox.
Started with a bright light, and it's just enough to start this fight between the side of me that hates being loved and the side that cannot get enough. I have a tendency to wake up in the middle of a breakup. I can't believe this is happening again, because I'm feeling the same. Thank you. distance, just scared of any dependence. I asked if I'd done something wrong. You said I'm fine, I'm just not used to belonging. You call red personality was a warning that I could not hear. You said I can't care, but I wasn't sure, because I'm feeling the same, feeling the same.
Lucy there, and from their debut EP called Puppets, and a track called Feeling the Same Way. Puppets is going to be launched this Friday with Quranic and Delinquent, and we're talking before about it being recorded in Warilla.
Yeah, with
Short Studios with Robbie Lovelace.
Yeah,
absolutely. He's a funny guy.
Good mate of ours.
Yeah. We call him Uncle Rob.
Quite affectionately.
So, was it done in one take? What was the situation?
Well, we actually did most of the recording, like just like the band recording in the first day, and then we spent a lot of the time just kind of like mixing and just laying down a few vocal tracks as well.
Yeah, so mostly all the instrumental stuff was done together.
Yep.
So we did that basically live, and yeah, just in the studio, and then we did the vocals obviously separately on a different day to those tracks. And then, so it was done in about 3 days over sort of a weekend, which was a good way to do it. And then we gave it to a good mate of ours, Josh, who's a friend of Joel's.
Josh Whalen.
Yeah. Who's sort of an up-and-coming mixer, sound engineer. And he did all the mixing and mastering for us for the CD. So it was sort
of a great job, I think, too.
Yeah, very uncomplicated process, as it turns out.
Yeah, Well, it sounds... It's not overproduced, it's not underproduced, it's kind of just right. You're on a...
Yeah,
Goldilocks. You know?
Yeah, Goldilocks, yeah, zone. So, you obviously liked that, like the what came out of it, and, yeah. But, yeah, so it's... So it kind of suits the band's sound generally, yeah.
Well, yeah, we are a live band, and we don't have a large amount of instrumentation by design mostly. And so we found that doing it all together and doing it sort of in a more raw sense without a lot of overdubbing and stuff really suited what we were playing and the sort of stuff that people can expect in a live show as well. So that was the sort of feel that we were going to go for.
Yep.
Yeah, we really respect like people who can kind of sound fairly similar to how they sound in real life, you know, like in live, because it kind of means that they're it's not just studio. Mm-hmm. It means that they're really just like that, so
yeah
really like the artists like that.
Yeah, definitely. And tell us, I mean, because you're doing this launch right at the beginning of the year.
Just
yes.
Christmas.
Yes.
Christmas launch, you know.
Yeah, post-Christmas launch, yeah.
For all the people that have, you know, run out of money over Christmas.
Yeah.
it's free entry, so that's for them. We do it for the fans.
But I guess just starting off the year with a launch means what you've got some things coming up.
Oh, we hope so. We've we're branching out a bit. We're going to do a lot more shows up in Sydney and further down the south coast. Hopefully. Go a bit further. We've got some stuff lined up in Newcastle as well, so just try and expand our reach a little bit, expand our audience, and see how that takes us. Now we've got some good tracks down, we can start distributing it more as well, so that would be our plan for the year, and hopefully on to bigger and better things.
Get it to other community stations like FBI and 2SER in Sydney, and
absolutely
was it PBS in Melbourne.
That's what's on the rocket.
So you're busily trying to ring up venues in Sydney and Melbourne and wherever, and just
we've got a date at the Valve Bar in Tempe.
Excellent.
We're playing with a number of Sydney based bands, including the Vicious Dickens, who are actually born and bred in Wollongong.
Yes, so, Pat Arnold and Co.
Sean Curran is a good friend of mine, so we've organised that. We've got some other locals that we've approached, so that will be good. That's in March, just before Easter, and sort of just going from there, just dipping our toe in the water, as it was.
Fair enough. And are you doing uni band comp this year, or is that something
not yet? But we really should try and get into one of those, I think.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of good ones coming up. The Mercury Bluescope one is happening, I think. It was kind of going to happen at the end of the year, and then at the start of the year. I'm not really very sure what's going on with that. I think it's sort of changed names a bit. So whenever that gets off the ground, we'll go for that one. And
sure.
The uni one's coming up as well, so that one will be good too. So,
yeah.
Any chance to play, really.
Fair enough. So you've got the CD, and that's going to be at the show, and you picked Quranic and Delinquent. Was any reason why? Quranic sounds quite different to what you're up to.
Well, sort of on the face of it, I think they do, but a lot of their stuff is very improv jazz derived, and even though we sort of sit more on the pop scale, we do take a lot of influences from swing and jazz and things, and so I really respect what they're doing as far as their improv stuff with their brass section is concerned. Same with Delinquent as well, like they're very swing based, even though they're again on the hip-hop end of the scale. They do a lot of great stuff as well, so I think they're tied, and we're tied together loosely enough for it to work. So and they're just really good bands, and I've seen I've seen both of them live, and they've just been really good entertainers. So
The Quranic have been around for a while locally as well, and in a way it's good, I suppose, to have a gig that has a variety of bands. Like normally you have bands that sound similar, of the same similar genre, it's interesting to have a lineup which is jazzy pop, and then as you said, improv jazz, and have something that's a bit more hip-hop oriented.
Yeah, they're Delinquent are very interesting. They're jazz, and they've got a rapper, but they've got a brass line as well, which is very intriguing. And so they're another eight piece. There seems to be a lot of eight pieces hanging around in Wollongong at the moment. So they're good. They're a good outfit.
And the funny thing is, we're kind of like a jazz lineup as well. So we kind of jazz instruments. They kind of have more of a pop kind of sound.
Without the guitar, we sort of manage a bit of a trio, jazz trio.
We kind of expand on all the instruments, trying to take them as far as we can. So,
The core of you is a four-piece, though.
We only have the three instruments, so we've got the bass and we've got the keys and the drums, and then Jo does her stuff on the vocals. We found just because Sean was just doing really well on doing the classical sort of influence he has on the piano, and Joel's quite a bit busy bassist.
Yeah.
As quoted
by my father on Saturday evening.
At Green Poppy.
In Shell Harbour. So we just found that a lot of the time, it wasn't that a guitar was unnecessary, it was just that more of a stripped back sound let the boys shine a lot more. So we really enjoyed the way that sounded.
Cool.
It became one of those marketing points in a way, like a selling point, because we, trying to almost prove a point.
Yeah.
You don't need guitarists to be like a pop group in a way.
Yeah.
Female drummers.
Yes, let's dive into that one.
Yeah.
Few and far between.
But always good. Mo Tucker from was it the Velvet Underground? If you go back far enough.
Yep.
Meg White.
Carpenters.
Yeah,
yes.
The Carpenters. Karen Carpenter.
Yeah. It is certainly a boys' club, as I think a lot of musicians in general sort of is. So, a woman in a man's world, but that's okay. It was certainly interesting learning because my teacher had. I think I was the only female that my teacher had, and a lot of people sort of do a bit of a double take that I'm not really all that timid when it comes to performing on them, as I'm not sure there seems to be some perception that I would be, but not sure why that is. But it's good. I really enjoy it, and I do it like anyone would do any other instrument, just because it's really fun.
Fair enough. Take out all your frustrations out on the drums.
Well, yeah, I don't beat my housemate or anything like that, so I'd say it's working.
See, Sean and myself, we have to be a little bit less aggressive because we've got to make, colourful melodies, but it doesn't really matter with you. Bang it as hard as you want, really.
Absolutely.
So who writes the songs in the band?
It's very collaborative, actually. We all have a bit of a go. I kind of make a bit of a skeleton, as you would say. I have a bit of a piano background, so, just chords and words. Sean fills in all the gaps, and Joe's melodies are completely different to what I had in my head, but often better, actually all the time better.
Yeah.
So, it's highly collaborative. Joel has a lot of really cool bass melodies that he puts in as well. And we've actually all had a go at creating our own songs from nothing. Joel's got a song that we perform, and Joe has one as well that we, have a go of at Geeks as well. So,
cool.
Yeah, it's all of us.
Cool. Let's hear another track from the EP. This one is Disease.
Albatross. Can we go
Albatross? Albatross. Sorry. Let's go Albatross.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Number six.
Here we go.
Remain.
Leisure Group are a group of over 50s who meet on the first Thursday of each month at the Western Suburbs Leagues Club Unanderra to arrange social outings and activities. For more information, call Judy on 4297-0938. Vox FM Community Service Announcement.
What you hear on community radio is governed by the Community Broadcasting Codes of Practice. The codes of practice cover matters relating to program content that are of concern to the community, including local content, news, current affairs, Australian music content, programs for children, and the responsibilities associated with broadcasting to the community. They also cover aspects such as community access and participation in the operation of this service. Copies of the codes are available from the Community Broadcasting Association website, www.cbaa.org.au.
And you're on Vox FM. The Australian Independent Music Show is the one you're listening to right now. And what is it? We have Fire Lucy in the studio. They've got a new EP called Puppet, and we just heard a track from that EP called Albatross. And they've got a launch for that very EP at Dicey Riley's this Friday, and that's going to be with Karanik and Delinquent. As I was saying just before the interview, I love the artwork. It's cover artwork, very 60s-ish, I feel. I'm sure the next one you'll be feeding zoo animals.
Wearing military uniforms.
Pet sounds, military, yeah.
Or ram.
Yes, that's right. Yes, Paul McCartney.
Yeah. My favourite bassist.
Yes.
Putting it out there.
Okay, Paul, if you're listening.
Of the influence.
He's got to grow a moustache, I think.
He's either responsible or culpable. Yeah, so it's good. That's good. Yeah. No, he is very, very good. And he actually did a nice show at the, was it the Benefit for New Jersey?
I did see that on YouTube, actually.
Getting together with Dave Grohl, no less. Yes.
Wow.
Two fighters.
Yes. Anywho. And as I said before, copies of the CD are available at the show.
They are indeed.
And you've also got a website of Facebook.
Yeah, we have a website. We're on Facebook. We're on www.firelucy.com. We're also available on iTunes as of Saturday.
Okay.
So we've got a distributor through there. So you can get it online wherever you like, really. So
yeah. In fact, it's like going to like 24 different stores or something, like Xbox Music, Google Music, all those ones. But it's on iTunes right now. So
And I suppose it's going to take a while before you get some feedback on it.
Yeah. No, we've got a couple of people lined up to do some reviews on it. We've got a music blog, just a local one, doing a review on the gig and a review on the CD. So hopefully we'll get some constructive feedback.
Yes.
Would be lovely, so that's good.
not only on the dance floor, but...
Yeah.
That's right.
Just on our...
In print as well.
Yeah, get our feedback on our moves.
Yeah. And as I was saying just before that, I'd like how you guys kind of break away from the 4-4 time there.
Well, variety is the spice of life, after all. when you spend all day playing 4-4, you want to, move away from that a bit. But... Yeah, like, I guess 5-4 is the next frontier, really, isn't it? 5-4,
well, is it? Brett Bacharach was 5-8 or some strange signature like that.
Yeah, no, I like, We could go 5-4, we could go 7-8. The list is endless. We'll get there.
In 3-3, we've done that.
Yeah.
That was so last year.
Yeah. Of course, and then you get into Middle Eastern drumming, Claire, and then it's a whole new built ball game.
Some tuned kettle drums and things like that with cowhide.
Yeah. Gautier influence.
Yeah. Got some of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We're going to be in a really weird place in 12 months. Just stay tuned.
But it's going to be good.
We'll be able to recognise our next EP.
Okay. No. Well, we'll look forward with bated breath. Okay, well, thanks a lot for coming in. And what time's the gig start?
It starts about 8:30. Yep. We've got Corona Cup first and then Delinquent and then ourselves are on last. It is free entry and it's going to be a hoot and a half.
Yes. Exciting copies of the CDs as well.
Oh, okay. This is your opportunity to say, I saw them before they got famous. Yeah?
Absolutely.
You can put that back on eBay.
Yes.
So make all your money back, plus more.
That's right.
We better buy all our CDs back and sell them again. That's what we're going to do.
Yes. I once bought a single by a band. What were they called? They later became members of Machine Gun Flair Show. And it was sort of like VRAG, that's what they were called, V-R-A-G. And I just bought it because I saw them at a gig in the Sando in Newtown. And, I didn't think much of it. And then, they later became members of Machine Gun Flair Show. So that kind of, upped the value of it.
Yeah. Worth three times its original value.
Yes, yeah. So you never know. So, but, thanks once again for coming in.
You are welcome. It's been a pleasure.
And because we're still finding a Delinquent song on the Facebook, let's just go out with one of the other, number four, yes, Disease. Not to be confused with Ben Lee and Catch My Disease.
Absolutely not.
Okay. I heard Fire Lucy on the radio, and that's the way I like it.
Ben. Joker.
You're on Vox FM, the Australian Independent Music Show. Don't want the cure.
could never handle. So I keep wanting more, keep wanting more. The shot past the last chance you had to thrill me to the core. Turn me round, upside down, you keep finding. Sentiment.